When the Prince Imrahil had parted from Legolas and Gimli, at once he sent for Éomer, and he went down with him from the city, and they came to the tents of Aragorn that were set up on the field not far from the place where King Théoden had fallen. And there they took counsel together with Gandalf and Aragorn and the sons of Elrond.
"My lords," said Gandalf, "listen to the words of the steward of Gondor before he died. For a little space you may triumph on the field for a day, but against the power that now arises there is no victory. I do not bid you despair as he did, but to ponder the truth in these words. The stones of seeing do not lie, and not even the Lord of Barad-dûr can make them do so. He can maybe by his will choose what things shall be seen by weaker minds, or cause them to mistake the meaning of what they see. Nonetheless, it cannot be doubted that when Denethor saw great forces arrayed against him in Mordor, and more still being gathered, he saw that which truly is. Hardly has our strength sufficed to beat off the first great assault. The next will be greater. This war, then, is without final hope, as Denethor perceived. Victory cannot be achieved by arms, whether you sit here to endure siege after siege, or march out to be overwhelmed beyond the river. You have only a choice of evils, and prudence would counsel you to strengthen such strong places as you have, and there await the onset, for so shall the time before your end be made a little longer."
"Then you would have us retreat to Minas Tirith, or Dol Amroth, or to Dunharrow, and there sit like children on sandcastles when the tide is flowing?" said Imrahil.
"That would be no new counsel," said Gandalf. "Have you not done this and little more in all the days of Denethor? But no, I said this would be prudent. I do not counsel prudence. I said victory could not be achieved by arms. I still hope for victory, but not by arms. For into the midst of all of these policies comes the Ring of Power, the foundation of Barad-dûr, and the hope of Sauron. Concerning this thing, my lords, you now all know enough for the understanding of our plight and of Sauron's. If he regains it, your valor is vain, and his victory would be swift and complete, so complete that none can foresee the end of it while this world lasts. If it is destroyed, then he will fall, and his fall will be so low that none can foresee his arising ever again. For he will lose the best part of his strength that was native to him in his beginning, and all that was made or begun with that power will crumble, and he will be maimed forever, becoming a mere spirit of malice that gnaws itself in the darkness, but cannot again grow or take shape. And so a great evil of this world will be removed. Other evils there are that may come, for Sauron is himself but a servant or emissary. Yet it is not our power to master all the tides of the world, but to do what is in us for the succour of those years wherein we are set, uprooting the evil in the fields that we know, so that those who live after may have clean earth to till. What weather they shall have is not ours to rule. Now Sauron knows all this, and he knows that this precious thing which he lost has been found again. But he does not yet know where it is, or so we hope. And therefore, he is now in great doubt. For if we have found this thing, there are some among us with strength enough to wield it. That too he knows. For do I not guess rightly, Aragorn, that you have shown yourself to him in the Stone of Orthanc?"
"I did so, ere I rode from the Hornburg,"
answered Aragorn.
"I deemed that the time was ripe, and that the stone had come to me for just such a purpose. It was then 10 days since the Ringbearer went east from Rauros, and the Eye of Sauron, I thought, should be drawn out from his own land. Too seldom has he been challenged since he returned to his tower. Though, if I had foreseen how swift would be his onset and answer, maybe I should not have dared to show myself. Bare time was given me to come to your aid."
"As Aragorn has begun, so we must go on. We must push Sauron to his last throw. We must call out his hidden strength so that he shall empty his land. We must march out to meet him at once. We must make ourselves the bait, though his jaws should close on us.
he will take that bait, in hope and in greed. For he will think that in such rashness he sees the pride of the new ringlord, and he will say, so, he pushes out his neck too soon and too far. Let him come on, and behold, I will have him in a trap from which he cannot escape. There, I will crush him, and what he has taken in his insolence shall be mine again forever. You must walk open-eyed into that trap with courage, but small hope for ourselves. For my lords, it may well prove that we ourselves shall perish utterly in a black battle far from the living lands, so that even if Varador be thrown down, we shall not live to see a new age. This, I deem, is our duty. Better so than to perish nonetheless, as we surely shall if we sit here and know as we die that no new age shall be.